Well, well, well. If it isn't the little human that thinks he can run around in an orc settlement causing havoc without any repercussions. I bet you didn't think you'd find yourself down here in an orcish holding cell now, did you? You thought you were so slick you wouldn't be captured. You little thief. You scoundrel. Well, I have got some news for you, my friend. You haven't met me yet. I am Grishnak, the torturer. I've never tortured a human before, but you're all flesh and meat. I'm sure you'll break just like anyone else. So, I've been ordered to torture you and make you talk. And I'm gonna have fun with you, I think. You know, I have heard rumors about your kind. Human men are so delicate, shall we say? And it's no secret that your kind has, well, a certain attachment to one of their body parts. Let's take a look then, shall we? Oh, don't struggle, you're already chained up. Oh, there it is then. I thought it would have been more impressive. Is that what you kind call a cock? Interesting. I think orcs have something similar. The male ones, at least. An appendage for reproduction. But humans, well, you're a bit obsessed with yours, aren't you? I thought perhaps maybe we'd start with that then. After all, I need to make you talk. I'm sorry, but if I can't get any answers out of you, then well, it'll be me tied up in those chains next. You see, our commanders are not that forgiving. They don't give a shit about excuses. But as long as I follow orders and I get all of the information out of you that I need, well, there shouldn't be any problem, should there? What? I'm not going to cut your cock off, you silly thing. That would be far too fast. I want you to really suffer. I'm going to. Oh my, what is that? Is it supposed to do that? It's pulsating and getting bigger. This wasn't in any of the books that I read. Hang on. I'm not exactly an expert on human anatomy. After all, our races have been separated for a very long time. Let's see. Might just touch it. Is it? Oh my. Was that a whimper? I see, I see. It must really hurt you when I touch it. Let me try again. I'll use my whole big hand and stroke it just a bit. And oh, poor thing. Does that hurt? Let me see. How does that feel? Oh my goodness, you can barely contain yourself. Well, now I know your weakness, human. Who would have thought that just touching your cock like this and stroking it back and forth would have caused you such agony? You should see your face. You look in such shock and... what is that? Horror? Agony? And you're whimpering like a poor little baby, whimpering. Oh, poor thing. I know I'm so mean, aren't I? Stroking your cock like this. Oh, that's alright. I'll stop. If you tell me what I need to know. First of all, who was your accomplice? That other human you were with when you burgled that noble's house the other night. Make you talk. Remember that. Come on. Tell me. Don't make me stroke your cock harder. I'll do it. How does that feel, huh? Tell me. Who is your accomplice? I just need a name, that's all. That's enough for me to work with now. Oh, I really, really must be hating this. Oh my, this must feel very intense for you. You're whimpering and moaning. I knew I was going to be good at torturing. Humans. That's it. Tell me their name now. Tell me. That's all you've got to do. What was that? I didn't quite hear you. Ah, that's the name, was it? Oh, good. See, I'll slow down a little bit. I still need more. You need to give me more, alright? Well, when did you enter the city? I need to know. Tell me, when was it? Just be a good boy and tell me, all right? I don't know why you're making this so difficult. I can sit here and stroke your cock all day. As long as it takes to make you give me what I want. I can go as hard and fast as I want. When? Did you enter the city? Tell me. Oh, stop resisting. Come on, tell me. Good boy, tell me. The night before the burglary. You haven't been in here for very long then. Well, there's one more thing I need to know. Are you a part of the Marauders? I need this answer. Come on. You've already told me enough to find out who you are and where you're from. Once I find your accomplice, I'm sure he will have his screams and cries and moans ring out through my chambers as well. And I won't be quite as nice to him as I am to you. I'll stroke his cock twice as hard. Go on, tell me about the Marauders. I know you're one of them. You just have to admit it. Go on. Go on and tell me everything. I will make you whimper and cry. That's it. Tell me. Oh, good boy. I knew you were one of them. Where's your hideout? I know it must be nearby. Go on, tell me. Tell me. Tell me. I knew it. Just outside the city. Oh, you're such a good boy telling me everything I need to know. You're really crying out. This must be so bad. You must hate it. Oh, what's happening? Why is it getting so hard? You... Oh my. You must really be suffering. You poor thing. What's this? Coming out all over me. Poor thing. It's sticky. Interesting. I'll have to put this down in my notes. It's been a very long time since I've ever had to deal with a human before. It must have been very intense for you. I'm sorry. But well, I need answers. And you were more than happy to give them. You little rat. Tattletailing on all your human friends. Your Marauder group. Oh, you little snitch. You're such a good boy for me, aren't you? I might have to keep you around. Maybe you can go undercover and find out some information for me. But, well, first things first. I'm going to go and interrogate your little friend that we have in the other room. Oh yes, we already knew who he was and had him captured. I just needed to test your stories against one another. And it appears that, well, you're both very, very fond of your cocks, and that torturing you through your cock is, well, the best way to get information. He told me everything as well, although he didn't last quite as long as you did. If it makes you feel better, you held out a very long time compared to him. I'm gonna go and talk to him now and sort a few things out. And when I'm done, I'll be back again for you. Maybe next time I won't need to torture your cock so much. We'll see how much you want to cooperate. Oh, you humans are so funny. Oh, so easy to torture too. I didn't even need to get my pliers out. Really, it's strange how attached to your cocks you are. You must feel terrible when someone touches them. What a burden. Anyway, you stay here. No, I suppose you're not going anywhere. All right. All of the days were.